This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The United States called on North Korea Friday to act on its promise to give up its nuclear weapons and said the world, including China and Russia, must continue to enforce sanctions until it does so. Speaking at the United Nations, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said all members of the UN Security Council need to keep sanctions in place for them to work.
When sanctions are not enforced, the prospects for the successful denuclearization of North Korea are diminished.
U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said that there had been 89 violations of oil sanctions in the first 5 months of this year. She said the United States had photographic evidence of ship-to-ship transfers. Haley complained that China and Russia had blocked a U.S. move this week to halt all additional shipments of refined petroleum products to North Korea. China is the North's closest ally. Authorities in Missouri say 17 people are dead after high waves capsized a so-called duck boat with 31 people aboard it Thursday night. As AP's Rita Foley reports, a woman who watched the tour boat sink in Branson, Missouri, is talking about the deadly incident.
It's really sad that I knew some of those people weren't going to get to go home.
Jenny Carr says she saw the tour boat rocking and knew something bad was about to happen.
There wasn't nothing you could do. The crew did a really good job of trying to get everybody out that they could get out.
She shot the video of the boat sinking. It played as she appeared on the Today Show. I'm Rita Foley.
Duck boats are based on a World War II design and were used to transport personnel and supplies over both land and sea. The six-wheeled amphibious drive trucks were first made in the United States in the 1940s. On Wall Street, all three major indices finished Friday lower. This is VOA News. Israel carried out wide-scale airstrikes and deployed tanks, that is, against what it described as militant sites in Gaza, killing four Palestinians Friday. Israel's military said it struck eight Hamas positions after its soldiers came under fire by Hamas militants. It later said that fighter jets commenced a wide-scale attack against Hamas military targets throughout the Gaza Strip. The Israeli Defense Force said one of its soldiers had been killed, the first Israeli soldier to die in or around Gaza since 2014. The militant Islamic Hamas that rules Gaza said three of the Palestinians killed were members of the group. Gaza media reported that gunmen had fired mortars toward the border. More than 135 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire since border protests began on March 30th. Thousands of Iraqis took to the streets of Baghdad as well as cities across southern Iraq Friday, demanding better public services and jobs. In the Iraqi capital, protesters gathered in central Tahrir Square and tried to remove the barbed wire on a bridge leading to the Green Zone. The security forces fired water cannon and tear gas to disperse the crowd. In Najaf, thousands demonstrated carrying placards and Iraqi flags, urging people to join. They called government politicians thieves and robbers. In Basra, where demonstrations turned deadly last week, demonstrators gathered peacefully outside the local government building. The government maintains that the protesters' demands are legitimate, but says infiltrators and saboteurs were behind the violence that left at least 9 people dead and 60 injured. U.S. Democratic lawmakers are trying to compel a U.S. government interpreter, Marina Gross, to testify about what was discussed during President Donald Trump's one-on-one meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. Trump and Putin met privately for more than 2 hours Monday. Only interpreters were present, and details of what was discussed remain unknown. The maker of a permanent contraceptive implant says it is ending its sales of the device in the United States. Jennifer King of AP reports.
Bayer Company says it'll stop selling its Assure implant in the United States. The company stopped selling the device in Europe last year. Assure is a permanent contraceptive device. Two nickel-titanium coils spur the growth of scar tissue, block the fallopian tubes, and prevent sperm from fertilizing a woman's eggs. The FDA put multiple restrictions on the device after some women reported pain, bleeding, allergic reactions, and uterine punctures. Over 16,000 women in the United States are suing the company over Assure. Bayer says the safety of the device has not changed, but it's going to stop selling it due to weak sales. I'm Jennifer King.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.